Online Podcast 350.
Hello, ladies and gentle whores. I'm drinking green tea once again because I've been eating bad for a few days and I like the taste of green tea, but supposedly, I'm not sure if it's true, but supposedly drinking green tea will also help you lose weight. And as you may all know, I always want to lose weight. That's as much as I want to talk about when it comes to weight, because the more I talk about it, the more I gain. So let's just leave it at that. First, I did not do a show last week because I was very busy at work. I was so busy to the point where I was actually working at home that night. Actually, Saturday, worked late several nights, and then Saturday and Sunday were both busy for me because I actually took my job home and work at home. So I did not have time to post a show. I'm back now. So to recap what I talked about the week before, I think I mentioned on the last podcast about the boat, the Dragon Boat by the students from my high school, Chungling High School. And it turned out, unfortunately, like I was expecting already, that all the missing victims were all found deceased. So it's very sad, very unfortunate, and but just, you know, want to let you know that that's what happened. And moving along to better things, hopefully, not so sad things. I have since then, on one of these, if you follow me on Twitter, right, you would probably know every now and then I will have tweets like, I weighed in and lost how many pounds, or gained how many pounds, and then hashtag lose it. The reason why I have that is because on the application Lose It that I'm using to keep track of my calorie consumption every day, also to know how much, you know, the budget of my calories, that application automatically, I've set it up so that every time I weigh in, it will publish how much weight I've lost or how much weight I have gained. And you realize that you haven't seen me weighing in because I don't want to. I've just been eating out so much more than usual this week. Part of the reason is because I'm helping out with a few friends trying to get more exposure to this restaurant that we all like. It's called Iron Horse. If you're in Kansas City, I know I only have a few Kansas City listeners, but if you're in Kansas City and if you want to try something, this is totally not on my agenda, but I'm throwing it in anyway. It's called Iron Horse. It is located sort of oddly in this location that, you know, I don't know too much about, but it's in Olathe. It's near my work, and so we would go there for lunch. And it is a Chinese restaurant. However, I can taste it from the first day that the dishes that they have there are very unique. I just couldn't get my culinary knowledge, and I just couldn't get a hold of what exactly that cuisine was that I was tasting. Like, all the food tastes a little bit different, and I just could not get it. Like, I don't know where it came from, and there are some dishes in there that has a familiar names. However, when I get the dish, it's different from what I was expecting, but yet good. So it is located on Old Highway 56. So I think I may have like one listener from Kansas City. So if you want to go there, we should do it together, because I think I'm gonna do a more thorough discussion about this particular restaurant and why we want to help this restaurant get a little bit more exposure and such on another show, another time in the future. But The chef itself, I came to find out that he was has a very interesting culinary background. He worked in Taiwan, worked in Japan, worked grew up in Korea, but is Chinese, of Chinese descent. So very interesting combination of food background as well as just, you know, his background growing up from Korea, in Korea, and then coming, worked in various different countries in Asia. So it's very interesting. I would like to talk more about that restaurant to all of you, especially the foodies. Just very a quick note is it's not a typical Chinese restaurant. It is not even an like authentic Chinese restaurant. You don't go there. I mean, I'm sure he can make it. He's a very skillful chef. But the cool thing about that restaurant is it's the combination of the experience of this the chef Peter Wong, actually, same last name as me. He sort of, I don't know, he has his own style, let's just say that. He has his own style, and you can see the on his food where all the influences that he picked up from different times of his life when he was cooking at a different country and picked up this and picked up that and actually made something into his own. Very interesting. And I would like to talk more about that restaurant in the future. So let's just, you know, put it ding inside my future show list. Now I'm going to sip my tea. I'm going to sip it, slurp it really loudly because that's how you aerate the tea and then you actually get more flavor that way. Oh my God, so good. I like my tea very thick. Not thick, but very concentrated. So it's actually bitter. And I have this nice aftertaste that is actually sweet, which is very interesting because it's very bitter, but then it turned into sweetness. So that was a complete sidetrack. However, you know, I've been feeling like I've been really out of my podcasting groove. Hopefully this week is going to change a little bit because I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable. It's just that for the last few weeks, I haven't felt like I don't have the I have the heart. I just did not have the capability, the ability to push my excitement out into this microphone and get into the recorder, into your ears. So hopefully this will change a little bit, I hope. Because I am a little bit tired too, because I have done several recordings, I guess maybe 4 or 5 recordings with Michael this evening or this afternoon for Ding the Bell, and it was fun, and a couple of listeners showed up. Of course, our loyal Pinoy boy showed up. And so let's get back to this. Oh, wrong show, but my bell is still here. I had this dream one night. This was about a week ago, I guess. I don't know why. I had this dream that I was pregnant. Yes, I was pregnant. And I was walking down the stairs. I was actually having trouble walking down the stairs. And then So those of you who actually interpret dreams, please write me. You can write me at online@gmail.com. That's spelled O-N-G-L-I-N-E @gmail.com. You can also call me 920-iPhone-1. 920-iPhone-1. Call me and tell me if you know how to interpret dreams. Or just go to onlinepodcast.com and actually leave a comment there. But I was pregnant. I was having problem going down the stairs, and I finally did go down, and I actually see myself pregnant. Like it's like kind of, it's not like a belly, not like a beer belly. It's like pregnant, like I'm like on the lower part of my stomach. It's like my lower abdomen. And I wasn't very pregnant yet, but I know that I was having trouble going down the stairs. And I see myself pregnant through the reflection of the window reflection across the street. So I was getting down into this hotel. Is it a hotel? I thought it was like a hotel or something. I don't know. I think it's like a. I remember like browsing on some display thing. So it's kind of like partially museum, partially hotel. It looks like a hotel, but it's like a museum. There are display items downstairs that I was like walking around. And so I, what the hell is that? Can you tell me what is the problem with, I mean, indicate? Shit! Jesus! What does this indicate? Does this tell me something? Is it, am I going to be fat? What's the problem? I have no idea. And the thing was that I didn't know I was pregnant. I just knew I was having problem walking down the stairs, and then I look up in the mirror. I was like, oh, duh, I'm pregnant. That was weird. So those were the interesting thing that I was going to talk to you about last week if I did do a show, which I didn't. So there. So what's interesting? Well, my car broke down the other day. I was actually going to... I don't even know if it's actually fixed yet. Or actually, there's probably more than one problem. And I have multiple issues that I just need a few visits to the mechanic to get it all fixed. My steering wheel was... I've been told, and also was there are signs coming from my car, like noise and stuff, indicating that my front wheel bearing, whatever that thing is, were worn and needed replacement. And so I went into the shop, and I was going to just get a an oil change. But of course I asked him to take a look at that because it was making noise. And also when I slow down from driving from the highway and exiting, every time I step on the brake pedal, the brakes would it would cause my steering to sort of vibrate, and then kind of, you know, my steering wheel would go left right, like blah, 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 blah. And so I thought it was the brakes that's causing that, but it was also the bearings that's supposedly causing that, but I'm not sure. So I send the car in, and it was all cool, whatever. And that's the day that I went out to Odessa with my with Bruce to go for him to do some train shopping. So I just went along, and it was supposed to just be an oil change. Of course, it turned out to be larger than that. They called and they said it's gonna, you know, cost about $500. And so I said, whatever, go ahead and fix it, because I don't want to have a broken car. And so they fixed it, supposedly. Well, they were fixing it. And they close at 6 o'clock, and on Saturday, this is Saturday, and they still haven't called me. Like, this is like 5:45. So I called them, and they said, it doesn't look good because it doesn't look like we're able to get it, you know, back in time for you. So that sucks ass, right? And on, you know, of all days, if it's like today... This, you know, Sunday right now. If it's like today, I would have no problem because I didn't have to go anywhere. I'm just going to stay home. Not a problem. And then supposedly they will get it done for me by Monday morning. In fact, he promised by Monday, 10 o'clock, he will have this car fixed and done. So on that Sunday, I had to sing in the morning, had to go to church. And then I had to go to work that night. That's why I didn't do a podcast, right? Because I actually went to sing and then came back, work at home. And then my second job required me to go into the work. Almost said right at work. Ugh. And I went into work from supposed to start at 5 o'clock. But since I did not have a car, I called in and asked them if it's all right for me to go in later. Because then I would wait for Bruce to come home, use his car to go to work. So that happened. And So that's the reason why, you know, I didn't have time to do a show, because, you know, I worked until almost midnight. And then I came home and thinking that the next day by 10 o'clock, I already called in and told my, you know, boss and everything that I will not be in until maybe at least around 11 o'clock for the next day on Monday. So that's fine. Oh, tomorrow, I just realized tomorrow I have to go to the dentist. I better not drive to work because my dentist and my work is completely on the opposite end of town. So I hope I remember to not go to work tomorrow morning. Go to the dentist instead. How's my teeth? Anyway, So I decided to, well, I woke up in the morning, I changed and everything because, you know, I'm not like, I have nothing to do, I actually have work to do. So what I did was I actually started working regular time on my computer downstairs in my basement, where I do my recording as well. This is like my workspace. So I started doing my work here while I wait for the mechanic to call. Now, 11 o'clock roll around and no call from them. So I called them and they said, yeah, they're still fixing it. They've been sent the wrong parts and they have to, you know, get the new parts, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, well, give me a call. I'm just going to wait. And, you know, by that time, it was like, you know, past lunchtime. And finally, around 4 o'clock, like 3:50, I saw on my Twitter. And if this is even the correct time. On my Twitter, that's true, because at 5:14 I picked up my car. Yeah, 3:50, they called and said that the car is ready. So the mechanic's gonna come pick me up. So he actually came, picked me up, blah blah, paid, and came home, and boom, done, right. And I thought it's going to make the car really quiet, but it didn't. I still have, every time, I don't know what it is, though. I don't know anything about cars. Like, it would vibrate. It sound as if it's coming from the muffler or the exhaust pipe. But that just recently been fixed because of my accident. Everything's been fixed. Or maybe it's because, well, the thing was, under the warranty of this car place that I went to, if it were really the exhaust pipe that's causing the vibration. Because I hear it, like especially when I'm putting on reverse, and I hear this like a little vibration. I don't know where it came from. But the problem is I went back to the car place that fixed my exhaust pipe because, you know, I was hit by somebody from the back. And they rattle the exhaust pipe, and there's no sound. There's no rattling noise. So I don't know what the cause of that vibration was or where it came from. It apparently came, it sounds like it's coming from the general area, and then back on the passenger side, on the back. So I don't know. If you know anything about the car, come on, please tell me. I have no idea. And so so $560 later, bitches. $560. That goes my iPad. I will not discuss more about the iPad. I just want one. Just so you know. I already have plans on how I want to use it, and it is going to be marvelous. But I will not go into any further discussion about that until actually I have one. Maybe I won't. But it, you know, we won't have one until, you know, 3 months from now. So whatever. So I won't discuss about this. Maybe it's just a little bit. Maybe not. No, I won't discuss about it. I will tell you in general whether or not I'm getting one, and also tell you in general whether or not I like it. I think I'm going to love it, whatever. So I saw a tweet from Archer talking about him discussing the iPad. I don't know what, you know, whether he's going to like it, and I haven't listened to that show yet, so we'll see. But anyway, I got my car back. So that was cool. And I also recently followed two celebrities on Twitter. And I'm going to pour a little bit of tea for myself. I need to turn my head, so hang on. I followed Lady Gaga lately. because, you know, I like her. And what I like about Twitter is that of all the people that you like, right, or people that you like to follow, what they're, you know, what goes on in their lives, there are tweets that are kind of boring. Well, not, there are celebrity tweets that is that does not excite me, like where they use it as a promotional tool, kind of like me. Whatever. Those I don't like. You know, I don't follow. I don't like that. And I do like those celebrities who actually talk about real life things. And Lady Gaga is one of them. She doesn't tweet as much, but she does talk about things. Like tonight, is tonight the Grammys? I think it's the Grammys, but whatever. I saw her, you know, tweeting about, you know, we won 2 Grammys, blah, blah, blah. So it's nice, right? You actually get an update from her, which is nice. I need to go all geeky and actually see where what she's using to tweet from the Grammys. Let me see what application she's, you know, well, I'm a big Apple fan, as you know. I like to find out from people about, well, every now and then people do like, oh, no. Every now and then I like to, no, sorry, distraction, I'm reading. I want to find out from Lady Gaga what, excuse me. I want to find out what tweet app the Lady Gaga used. Gee, I just choked myself. Apparently, it doesn't show up on my Twitter page. Oh, okay, shows up here. Little Monster, I'm so grateful to all of you. This was the latest tweet. Oh, it doesn't say, no, where she's tweeting from. I thought it says, oh, how do you show where, I thought it shows up like what tweet application you use. Maybe not. Maybe only under certain apps. Let me see if I can show this up. Oh no, I don't want to direct message Lady Gaga. She won't accept it. Open in browser. Okay, let me see if it says what app she uses. No, it doesn't say so. I thought it says so. Oh, from the web. How is she? She has like a laptop, whatever. Anyway, she's one of them. Plus, I've also recently added, what's his face? Josh Groban to my list because he is a geek and I like my geeks. And I also like, you know, I like his stuff. I like, you know, because he's, you know, he has a nice voice and all such. And this is like how people describe my voice. And I also do that sometimes. Like if they want to know my singing style, my singing voice, I typically tell them it's a cross between Josh Groban and Michael Bublé. That's kind of how I describe myself. So that's why, you know, I like Josh Groban. I like his stuff. I like his music. I like to perform his songs as well. But, so that's that. So I do like some celebrities that I follow. Josh Groban is one of them. And because he does say nice, not nice, but he say talk about real life stuff, not just use this as a marketing tool. And plus he does video vlogging as well. And you know how geeky he is? He uses Vimeo. That's why I like it. So I'm following him. So that was very nice. Very nice. So, please. Let me take a sip of my tea. So that's Josh Groban. And what's big? iPad, obviously. You know, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but it was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And also the State of the Union, that was big. I'm going to talk a little bit of politics and I'm going to turn my microphones off forever. No, I'm going to turn my microphones off for now. I have to say that I haven't said much, I haven't talked much about politics because I was, one, tired of it. Not tired as in like sick of it. I'm just, you know, I felt a little, I don't know, lethargic. I don't know what the word is. It's just that, you know, after the election, blah, 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 I was like, you know, I'm just like exhausted. I don't want to talk about politics. So that's why, you know, I haven't been doing so for a while. Plus, secondly, I also was very disappointed with the new administration. Of course, I'm impatient. A lot of people are impatient. And to the point, also, I'm also disappointed with American people. Now, I know people, I'm going to get, you know, bombarded, maybe. Some people are going to attack me for saying that because I'm not an American citizen yet. Because it scares me. Frankly, it scares me. I know I've said that if Obama wins, I'm going to get my citizenship. I'm actually having second thought now. Reason being, the whole healthcare thing. People are either blind or selfish or stupid or all the above. And I know I'm going to offend a lot of people, but especially my listeners. I know that you, many of you who are listening to this probably, you know, you're not one of them. But it just shocked me that how many people believed the propaganda by the Republican Party about what this healthcare, the government involvement in this to control the cost of healthcare and also having a more competitive environment so that the insurance company won't just take advantage of you like they do now. And of course, I grew up in a country where healthcare was never a concern, no matter how poor or how rich you are. Now, if you are rich, you then pay more to go to a private hospital. Or if you are rich, if you want to have insurance, then you buy the insurance and then the insurance would pay for private hospitals. That's more comfortable, perhaps, maybe a little bit more, maybe faster. And that's one thing. So you have that option. But in America is that if you don't have health insurance, you're pretty much fucked. Like, it just scares the shit out of me when you think about people who, you know, I'm lucky, right? I'm lucky I have a job, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with this damn economy that I may just lose my job one day and I will not have health insurance, and because gay marriage is not recognized, I will not have the benefit from Bruce, and therefore I will not have any health benefit. So something happens to me, everything out of my own pocket. And it's really bankruptcy, a guarantee bankruptcy. You know, I don't have that much money. Even people with savings, healthcare costs a lot for one reason or another. It just costs so much. Now, I didn't have to think or worry about that. In fact, I actually thought if something were to happen to me, I'm going to fly back to Malaysia and be able to get healthcare either for a very low cost or free, because I'm still a Malaysian citizen. And so, not because of that I don't want to have healthcare, don't want to have my citizenship yet, but I'm also thinking, what if I became an American and then this whole country going the same damn way that the last 8 years that we've had, or whatever, you know, when Bush was the president, then I'm screwed. Like, there are talks about, you know, Obama's not going to win, and then in the next term, and then what if all these people who are afraid of, oh my gosh, they're going to take away my health insurance, they're going to have socialist government control healthcare, and we are going to have a Republican in the office again. Like, people forget so quickly, right? For the when Bush was in the White House, how horrible things were, how we put ourselves into this horrible big financial problem. And people forget very quickly. And they may actually put a Republican back into the White House. Then we are majorly fucked. And so I am afraid of that. Because then I don't have the... You know, I worked my ass off to become an American. And then the America that I once knew is no longer. Just saying, girl. Just saying. Because it scares the bejesus out of me. Because I sometimes do see that people are that stupid, though. You know, like, they just cannot see clearly or think for themselves or find the facts themselves. Whatever they're being fed, they believe. And that is scary. That's just, you know, blindly following things. And I don't know if that's the country that I want to be a citizen of really anymore. I'm not saying for sure that I don't want my citizenship now, but I it really scares me. And I hope things do change. And I hope that the Democrats work their ass off more a little bit. Come on. Like, we all know that they still have the money influence of all the big corporations, even though they're supposed to be on our side, the people's side. But we just all know that it's not, you know, it's just not, if you're a Democrat, it doesn't mean that you don't have any corporation control with, you know, by money. So anyway, that's my two cents. Just thought I'll share that with you. And of course, I guess that's it. So anyway, you can write me. Ooh, what was that? Let me see. You can write me at online@gmail.com. You can also email, you know, email me. Leave a comment on onlinepodcast.com as well as writing me at online@gmail.com. You can also call me iPhone. What is it? 920 iPhone 1. Leave your comment there. And you can follow me on Twitter too. Twitter.com/John Ong. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Don't forget to smile.